Hi, I'm Claire Free, and you are listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and Kansas City Online Radio.
Albert Collins on stage at Mount Fuji, opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus. And what a way to start. That was a track chosen by my guest, Claire Free. Welcome to the programme. It's
Hi.
Good to have you here. Albert Collins died when?
1993.
I wish I knew that. We were having an argument when it was playing about actually when he died. I got it terribly, terribly wrong. This is a rare thing. We have lots of sessions, as you know, on The Raven and the Blues, and normally it's a sort of kind of standalone thing, and we've got a session this week as well. We've got coming up a little bit later on. We've actually got Mumbo Jumbo in a sort of sample of their session. But Claire is here on her way to do a gig tomorrow night at the Half Moon Putney, Press Edge's venue. And with it, she's also going to be working with the next band, Dr. Feelgood. Here they are going back when Lee was still alive, and a track from the album, which I think was called Classic. It is, it's called Classic. And it's called Hunting, Shooting, Fishing. And with many incarnations over the years. That's the incarnation from about 15 years ago. That's Dr. Feelgood. Their present incarnation has no original members of the band whatsoever, but that's a track from their album Classic from 6 years ago, or a bit longer than that. And Hunting, Shooting, Fishing, they're on second support to them, which is going to be fabulous, this Claire 3. It'll just be, could be a great gig tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
With the band?
With my band, yes.
Yeah. Now, in the 15 months since you were here last, lots of changes in the Claire 3 lifestyle.
Yes, just a few.
You've moved country.
Yes.
Let's go there first, shall we?
Let's go there, yes.
You left the UK kicking and screaming, or really happily?
I sprinted fast.
But you lived in, as I recall, quite an attractive part of the UK, didn't you?
I lived on a pretty grotty housing estate in a fairly attractive part.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. And then ended up in Holland. Why Holland?
Well, there's no particular one reason, to be honest. I went to play out there a few times, and when I came home, I had that horrible feeling. The best way to describe it is the feeling you get when you know you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend who you don't want to be with. And it's a horrible feeling that you just don't want to be going back to this person. And I just had a horrible sinking feeling every time I came back to the country. And I happened to see the house prices out there were affordable. And I said to Dave, my husband, I said, why don't we just look into it? Let's just see. And I didn't think any more of it till I got home one night. I've had him scouring the net and looking at houses. And then I thought, well, let's see if there's a school the kids could go to, because obviously they need to speak English.
Yes.
And I found a school that we could afford that speaks English in Maastricht. And I said,
it's a lovely town.
I said, it's beautiful. I adore it. Anyhow, I emailed the school just kind of sort of casually. And they said, well, why don't you come in 2 weeks' time to see the school and tell us about your children? And it all just sort of snowballed from there, really. So we packed everything and I set a nominal date and we left.
I mean, and Dave was okay moving and everything else?
Yeah. Dave suffered very badly from depression for the last 5 or 6 years and it's disappeared since he moved.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Brilliant.
You've got a guitar with you?
I have.
And a little cabinet?
I know. It's a bit embarrassing,
that. Six fabulous inches of diaphragm, yes. Perhaps even less, but either way, what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to play Dust and Bones. People have been talking, I don't like what they say about you and that woman. She's supposed to be my best friend. I bet you thought you had the perfect crime. Should have known I'd find out somewhere down the line. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. And I found out our love was just dust and bones. Did you stop to wonder what this would do to me? Say anything you want, there's nothing I will believe. Well, I found out about a dirty little game. I hope you have the decency to feel a little shame. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. And I found out our love was just dust and bones. Was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. Our love was dust and bones. And I found out our love was just dust and bones.
Dust and Bones, title track of the last album, and one that's played here before, but acoustically, first time I've done this electrically, and it's also changed and kind of got a bit meatier over the...
Do you think so? I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
Yes. Because there's about as a move, there's been some other changes in Clairfree, hasn't there?
Yes.
What are the other changes which I've noticed, and I raise it kind of reluctantly. If we look at Dust and Bones, the album cover, which is round the back there, if you want to go and look on the internet and look at Clairfree's website and look at Dust and Bones' album, you see a Clairfree, attractive lady, but a lady who I didn't think then thought she was attractive.
I was a bit fluffy. My hair was a bit crazy that day.
But then recently, this last 6 months, which could coincide with going to Holland, it could just be something's happened, but Clairfree has realised that she's rather more than just ordinary.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, the clothes you wear, you've changed, haven't you, dramatically?
Yes, a lot, actually.
Well, if you go and see Claire now on stage, you see a lot more of Claire.
Yes. Yes.
And you would never have done that before, would you? Or did you?
But no, I think I always wanted to, but didn't quite have the confidence to do it.
Right. We'll find out what that confidence is caused by and how it's come about. Here's something. Here's a lady who is in her, I guess, 70s. She's a bit coy about how old she actually is. But in a sense that she is still working and playing. She was in London this week, and Joe Harmon went to see her and was knocked out. She was right at the edge of the stage, Joe, and said she was the best person she's seen work live ever. Here she is, Betty Levette. This is an amazing album which came out a couple of years ago called The British Rock Songbook, where Betty Levette went to some of the standards of what we call English rock and roll and made her version of them. Listen to this.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pulled me out of time, hung me out on a line. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you. Maybe I'm a woman, a lonely woman in the middle of something that I don't rightly understand. Baby, I'm a woman. You're the only man who could ever help me. Daddy, help me understand. Baby, I'm amazed the way you're with me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I leave you. Maybe I'm amazed the way you help me with my song. Right me when I'm wrong. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I really need you.
Levette from a couple of years ago, the Great British Rock Songbook, as performed by her, and maybe I'm amazed. Her concert in Camden this week, there was one of the reviews in the papers which said that the concert was great, apart from was spoilt by a young fan right at the front who kept talking to her. And one young fan I know was there who was right at the front was Joe Harmon. So I'm wondering if Joe was the one who kept talking to Betty Levette. I think you're wonderful. Sorry, Joe. Joe's going to be coming here in about 4 weeks' time as my live guest, coming back again. And Joe Harmon and you kind of are connected, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because the other thing you've picked up this year, as well as wearing a Basque on stage and as well as moving to Holland, is the fact you are now sort of an agent or
well,
a promoter.
Doing PR. Yeah. Now, I wanted to cut back a little on my live playing and take my music home a bit. And I wanted to spend a bit of time doing something that was really going to benefit other musicians. So I started to do PR for people. It's much more affordable and much more flexible than the other options that are available.
And you also kind of know the pitfalls and where to do it right and where to do it wrong.
Yeah, I guess that...
You've seen it over the
years.
I've
been in the industry for a while, so I know what's what, yeah. So, yeah, no, that's what I do, and I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it.
One of the tracks you chose, because I said bring some inspiration yourself, not just the work you're going to do, but other stuff. And you asked for this one by Buddy Guy, which kind of suits the day, Feels Like Rain.
Yeah.
Why? All the tracks you've chosen are actually quite old ones. They do go back in the past a while.
Yeah.
Is there any reason for that?
I don't know. I suppose there was a stage at which, when I first started playing, particular tracks stuck with me as long-term influences. This song I particularly like because when I was still learning to play guitar, I had a friend of mine. He used to come around, we used to jam together, and at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning we'd still be playing. And this was one of the songs that he used to play for me to listen to, and I always loved it.
Downhill the river leads to sea. And in the sticky heat I feel you open up to me. Comes out of nowhere, baby, just like a hurricane, and it feels like rain, and it feels like rain. Lying here underneath the stars, right next to you. And I'm wondering who you are and how do you do? How do you do, baby? Clouds rolling across the moon and the wind hollers out your name and it feels like rain. And it feels like rain. And it feels like rain.
going to be happier where the sun is shining. We've had a fair bit of rain in the last 24 hours. Lovely track though, Buddy Guy, It Feels Like Rain, one chosen by our guest Claire Free. We've covered the various things you've done so far in terms of the promoting, in terms of the relocation and everything else. But there's one more thing to cover, and that's acoustic. You're about to go acoustic.
Yes. I feel like I want to take my music back home, back to where it started, which was very acoustic and kind of living room, songs from the soul kind of. I just really want to go back to the basics with it, I think.
I mean, but people have got to kind of know you through your stage act, which is not normally acoustic, so it's going to be a completely different Claire Free they see on stage.
Well, no, I was doing about 100 acoustic shows a year last year.
Ah, okay.
So I did quite a few, but I just don't have an acoustic album, and I want to I'm building, my basement is very large and conveniently has nothing in it because I've kept it that way.
It has to be in Holland because, of course, Holland is beneath the waterline, and therefore when it floods, your basement floods. So beware of that.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But our basement, we've got patio doors on the back of the basement, big patio doors, and it's beautiful because you can look out into the garden where there's a nice fish pond and a fountain and blah, blah, blah. But as you look out of the door, you see the slope up to the pond.
Yes.
And I'm aware of that being a potential problem.
There's lots of levees in Holland.
Yes, I haven't bought the house yet. We're going to live in it a year before I buy it.
That is so sensible. Time to welcome our other live guests who were here earlier on this week in session, and that's Mumbo Jumbo.
Can do it, turning water into wine, taking a crust on the things that make your day. And there's a lot to be said for settling down to a gently turning wheel, putting hours in, getting seconds out. And the only thing I know, yeah, the only thing I know, that the grass is always greener, but if you take the time to step, nice work if you can get it. It's a good trick if you can do it. It's a good song if you can sing it. Selling the blues from door to door, the honest toil of a craftsman troubadour. It's nice work if you can get it. Living your life down in the Keys, feeling the sun on both sides of your face. And the other thing I know, yeah, the other thing I know, well, looks like the life of Riley, well, it isn't always so. I know, yeah, the other thing I know, what looks like the life of Riley, well, it isn't always so. Nice work if you can get it. It's a good trick if you can do it, yeah. Nice work if you can get it. It's a good trick if you can do it, yeah.
Get it. What a fabulous way to start. The track Nice Work, which was shortlisted for the Singer-Songwriter Award in the British Blues Awards of 2012, taken from the album Life of Riley, and performed live on The Raven and the Blues by Mumbo Jumbo. From left to right on your headphones, if you've got them on the right way around, you've got Chris Lomas, who was on bass and ukulele on that particular track, Oliver Carpenter on trumpet and also on boxes you beat and things, and then finally Abby Brandt on the right on keys. Welcome to you all. And Mumbo Jumbo have been together, as far as I can see, in a relatively short period of time. Am I right, or have you been around for many years together?
Three years, as the three of us. Yeah,
but we've been together on and off. Well, no, we've been together for about 5 years altogether.
Yeah,
in various
various guises.
Till we found our feet.
Yes, till we found the lineup we actually like.
Till we found a pair of shoes that fit, basically. And,
were you always, when you came together, I mean, because it's, the music you make is so different to many other bands. I mean, did it all kind of gel together? You said, yes, exactly, that's what I wanted to do as well. Or was it sort of kind of an organic growing thing?
Well, we've all come from a sort of range of backgrounds, I think. And then once we started writing together, because it's very much a sort of team effort on the writing, that we sort of ended up just playing the sort of stuff we had the urge to do, really. The stuff that came out.
Sort of slightly jazzy, soul-y, bluesy element to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the earlier lineups were much more were blues.
Right.
Played a lot of blues, a lot of covers of original blues. And then we decided to start introducing original material, and basically nobody wrote any blues material or anything that sounded anywhere near as good as the original, because one of the hardest things in the world to do is write a 12 bar blues song, I think, you know, a new one. So we just took what we had and then when we got this lineup that felt comfortable, and we thought, there, this is what's going to move forward. Because then it did start to move forward, but it started to evolve into a lot of this original material, which, although it was definitely based in country's
roots,
soul,
Americana,
or whatever they want to call it now. We thought, well, that's it. You know, you just got to go with it. You can't ram a square peg into a round hole. So we just thought, we'll do what we do. But because we'd started out on the blues circuit and flying under the blues flag, we just carried on doing what we were doing, and nobody seemed to object.
They seemed to put up with it.
We've stayed doing that, really.
Yeah.
But often we'll do until they throw us out.
But when it comes,
we do wear different hats. We can wear different hats.
Oh yeah,
can't we?
And you all, I mean, Abby, I know that you've had sort of quite a long career playing very different types of music as well. I mean, do you still do that, or is Mumbo Jumbo a sort of aspect of your life?
It's certainly a big part of my life. I still touch upon different styles of music as well. I sort of sing with a kind of funky sort of bands as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bit Steely Dan type style. But I've come from all different sorts of music I've been doing. I used to sing with a big sort of 30-piece swing band as well.
Mm.
So that was straight down the line, sort of jazz standards.
I mean,
so
you
quite a mixed bag of things.
You mentioned writing. So do you just sort of come together, open a bottle of decent wine and create, or does one person bring a germ of an idea to the other two?
There's no one way of doing it.
Yeah, some songs on the album have been written by one person, and we'll do one in a minute. Some have been written by two people, and it could be any pair of two people, and some have been written by all three. So, you know, it's just, I think we all contribute to the arranging and the pulling it together, so it sort of ends up sounding like us. But you know, with us all singing and us all singing lead, and us all you know, having been around for a few years, it's sort of, you know, it's three people, but it sort of comes together as one thing.
Quite often have sort of Chris and I will have a couple of ideas that we've sort of had at home, and it's like, right, I've got so far with it. And then we kind of bring it to the table, don't we, and see what we can
do
it all together.
You know, nick the verse out of that one and the chorus out of that one, and
do
a whole new word, and then turn them the other way round, and eventually the song comes out of it. And there are some songs on the album that that we can't really perform because they're far too complicated because of the way we recorded them. So the one with the four trumpets, for example,
it's going to be a problem on stage.
Is not one we've ever performed on
Unless
stage.
You want to talk other, with the band too.
Other than the one time when we did the flash mob choir at Upton Blues Fest, which they then enabled us to do the three songs that we don't normally perform.
Amazing. I mean, but does anybody ever sort of bring something to the other two and the other two and say, sorry, it's lovely, but it's not going to work for us? I mean, is it?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. Yeah. I mean, we did that with the, you know, we've done that a few times when we were putting the album together.
Yes, a lot got dropped.
Yeah. I've had lots of songs kicked out.
You might be surprised having heard the album, but a lot got dropped.
No, I mean, there are things. It also tends to be. It's not so much that that certain songs don't fit. It's if you're looking at a particular set or a particular album, you don't need so many slow ones, or you don't need so many ones about this, that, and the other. You know, so it's a case.
Does
of balance,
that still
so.
Impinge on your thought process in this day and age, when people tend to buy tracks and have it on shuffle and all that kind of stuff? And we don't listen to albums in the way that I used to do, when they had a kind of a beginning and end and a side two and things.
I think we're old enough to think in that way. I definitely think of the shape of the album.
I'm too old to care, really.
So you still have a B side in your mind?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, I still always have. That's the single. That's the second. That's one you're never going to play live. That's the filler. I still think in those terms, and I also still think in, if it's over 3 minutes, it's not going to get on the radio. You've got to chop a verse out of it. That's the background I come from. The two minute fifty.
I think we're showing our age.
Absolutely, but I don't care.
What are you going to do for us next?
Very good question. What are we going to do?
The other uke one. So
Baldy.
Yeah, Bald Spot.
Yes.
Right, song called Bald Spot. You can imagine what it's about.
He's got a little bald spot. 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 Ooh, he's got a little bald spot.
Over 20, getting thin. Over 30, rain lets in. Over 40, no need for shampoo. This new guy just don't know what to do. Combs his hair from side to side. Now his parting's getting wide. It's the only thing that he can't think to do. You'd be sorry if this man was you.
He's got a little bald spot. 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 Ooh, he's got a little bald spot.
Worried about his thinning top. Bought himself a curly mop. Was it the wind that blew that wig away? This bald patch is sure enough here to stay.
He's got a little bald spot. 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 Ooh, he's got a little bald spot.
Wakes in the morning, sees his baby laying there, and he thinks of days
when he had hair.
She used to run her fingers all through that curly mane, but somehow stroking eggshells just don't turn her on the same. He's tried all the classifieds, his embarrassment to hide out. We've techniques big in a man of you. He was desperate, what else could he do? Sees his baby laying there, and he thinks of days
when he had hair.
She used to run her fingers all through that curly mane, but somehow stroking eggshell just don't turn her on the same.
He's got a little bald spot. 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 Ooh, he's got a little bald spot. 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 Ooh, he's got a little bald spot.
Mambo Jumbo playing live on the Raven of the Blues, song about bald spots, and I was puzzled by the way they kept staring at me when they were singing about it, but nevertheless, that's a track which is also on their album, The Life of Riley, and performed there. Now, you can hear two more tracks from the session and a load more conversation at the usual place, and that's www.raven.dj. Scroll down to see that picture, click on the link underneath, and then you will be able to hear the complete session. That was Bald Spot by Mambo Jumbo, and we've got a competition. They've given me three albums to give away. And the albums are, I've mentioned their name, Life of Riley, that's what it's called. And to win a copy of the album, all you've got to do is drop me an email in the next couple of weeks, dave@raven.dj, to tell me what is the connection between Mambo Jumbo, their new album, and also this gentleman. Solved the problem anyway. I was thinking, where shall I fade that? Fabulous. BB King, The Thrill Is Gone, chosen by Claire Free. What made you choose it, Claire? I know you, I mean, it's, you mentioned...
Yeah. It's a classic. It's such a classic song. And again, it's he's one of the players who was really influential on me when I was learning to play, and I spent a lot of time learning his songs. And this song, if you ask me which was my favourite one by him, it's going to be this one.
Mm. I mean, it's one I've played so often on the show, and it actually still means... I mean, and it's also so radio-friendly as well. It's been played so often on radio.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
really
it's
good
great.
To hear. But listen to The Raven and the Blues. That's BB King, The Thrill Is Gone, of course, with Claire Free. live in the studio with me. And don't forget, you can entry to me, dave@raven.dj. Tell me the link between that particular track or that particular person and the Mumbo Jumbo album, Life of Riley. It's pretty simple, and we'll give it a couple of weeks. And at the end of a couple of weeks, the end of the year, roughly, we'll allow the Christmas thing. But don't try and send it in the post; it'll take forever. Okay, you've only played one track.
I know. Shall I do another one?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's do Scars.
Playing live and Scars. I think you played that the very first time you came.
I have a feeling. As soon as I started playing it, I thought, I've done this before.
How's the writing going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Mm-hmm. I've got a whole new album plus a few extra bits.
But you're saving them?
No, I might actually not. I might use them because...
No, I mean, you're saving them in terms of playing them tonight, for instance. I mean,
oh, yeah, no, yes. I'm not playing them to anybody. No. Okay. No, because I'm building a studio in my basement and I'm mm-hmm. going to... put lots of velvet sofas in and leopard skin. Yeah. It's going to be a real, real rock pad down there, and the whole room's going to be
mic'd.
And a
real bar.
I'm having a fridge, a mini bar in there, yeah. And I have to have a mini bar, and I have to have a coffee machine.
Okay.
And I have to have oriental rugs, and I have to have fancy pantsy chandeliers, and the whole room's going to be mic'd.
And you're going to be acoustic?
Yeah, I'm going to do an acoustic album. I have, I've always wanted to do one, and I think the time is now right. So I'm going to take my band down there, and the idea is I think we'll probably drink more beer than record for quite a while. It's going to take a long time. This is a long, slow project, this one. But my drummer spent several years in Africa and has a lot of African percussion instruments. Right. And so do I, actually, as it happens. I've got a whole loft with a big... Well, not a whole loft full of them, but I've got a big box of African.
And that's for next year?
Ooh, well, it's starting after Christmas. I've got to start building the studio after Christmas. So... I guess. Right. It's a little bit of a learning curve for me as well. So.
You've mentioned Christmas. I've been getting some flack because most years I go bar humbug and don't do any Christmas numbers. And it's got the stage now where on certain Facebook sites, not even my own, they talk about, oh, well, Dave Raven doesn't do Christmas. Well, you're wrong. Dave Raven does do Christmas.
Baby, I want to trim your baby.
baby, I wanna trim your, baby, I wanna trim your beautiful Christmas tree. Baby, now here's the reason, baby, my work is pleasing. Please won't you let me trim your, our beautiful Christmas tree. I'm gonna bring along my hatchet, my beautiful Christmas balls. I'll sprinkle my snow upon your tree and hang a mistletoe on your wall. Baby, I'll make you cheery. Baby, you'll call me dearie. Baby, I wanna trim your, our beautiful Christmas tree. All right, Stan. Tree, but ain't no one in this whole round world can trim a tree like me. Baby, I wanna trim yo. Baby, I wanna trim yo. Baby, I wanna trim yo. A beautiful Christmas tree.
You see, I do have the spirit of Christmas.
Thank you.
I wanna trim your Christmas tree.
Thank you.
Good. Your Sam Smith Spankers off their Christmas album just being released, which is called A Christmas Spanking. No better way to go. And I want to trim your Christmas tree. You were talking there during that, that Christmas, you are more excited by than the kids are.
But, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. And I still buy a ton of stuff every year. And nothing matches our house. It's just one spangly spangle along.
Well, next week we've got Rabbit Foot coming in from the South Coast, and then we'll be doing lots of Christmas stuff as well. So next week, a Christmassy show with Rabbit Foot and also some Christmas tracks as well from across the world. You're going to do one more for us. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do My Last Day because I think it sums up where I'm at with my life at the moment.
I've been thinking, what if tomorrow never came? Would I leave this world, or would I need my time again? Would I change the way I live my life? Make each day count, there ain't a day I'll live through twice. If today was your last day, I know I'd go skydiving, wild horse riding. Take me to the river, cause I wanna jump right in, free falling, trying to fit it all in. Man, you'd find me dancing naked in the rain if today was my last day. I would talk less, think a little more. I'd find the time that I never found before. I'd be kinder, softer with my words. I'd apologize to anybody that was your last day. I know I'd go skydiving, wild horse riding. Take me to the river, cause I wanna jump right in, free falling, day was my last day. Well, I guess I'd better get to it. It's time to make that change. I'll say all the things I've been meaning to say. 'Cause today could be my last day. Now, what would you do if today was your last day? I know I'd go skydiving, wild horse riding. Take me to the river, 'cause I wanna jump right in, free falling. Trying to fit it all in, man, you'd find me dancing naked in the rain if today was my last day.
Clefrey playing live on the Raven and the Blues. Today could be my last day. Hopefully it's not, and hopefully we'll see you again next
year. I kind of hope not to.
Have a fabulous time with at the Half Moon Putney tomorrow night.
Thank you.
And the last one we're going to play is the one, another one you chose, Bonnie Raitt.
Yes.
Why?
I just love this song. No other reason. I just love it.
Have a great 7 days. www.raven.dj. Next week, Rabbit Foot and the Christmas Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Claire.
Thank you. Bye-bye.